G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2015. We are mongrelling our way through the season without a great deal of success at the moment, but look, we'll get there. We'll certainly get there, mate. Nothing's going to stop us trying.
Absolutely not. We've got, a couple of months left, including finals, and
absolutely,
a bit of a hole to be dug out of, but there's still time.
We'll go on a Richmond 2014 type run, and, you know, how about 75-0 in the last eight rounds of the year or something, get us back into the scratch.
As long as we don't have a Richmond quarterfinal loss.
Yeah, that'll be the go.
All right, and we kick things off tomorrow night at the Adelaide Oval with Port Adelaide and Collingwood. This is near enough a pick'em game. Total points line high 160s.
Yeah, look, I think Collingwood deserve to probably be two-goal favourites here, even on the road. Look at their exposed form. They should have beaten Hawthorn last week, but for inaccurate kicking, they were very desperately unlucky to not to beat Fremantle the week before the Pies. Port Adelaide's form has been a shadow of what it was last year, and I mean the only thing that sort of gives me any pause whatsoever is the Phil Walsh issue. I mean, as tragic as it is, what effect that's going to have on Port Adelaide? He spent a lot of time there. First game of football in Adelaide since his passing. Whether or not that plays any motivation, I'm assuming it's going to. But at the end of the day, you can only pick on the form that they've shown. And I think Collingwood are a far superior side to Port Adelaide at the moment, even on the road. And I'm happy to take them plus 2.5 points.
Yeah, I got myself very close to backing Collingwood here, but couldn't quite pull the trigger. The bet I am going to have here is I'm going to bet the under. Both sides trend really strongly to the under. Twilight night games, Collingwood go to the under on the road, Port go to the under at home. Last three head-to-head, none of them have gotten past 150. High 160s line doesn't leave a lot of space, but I think there's enough there to slot in underneath. We move to Friday night and we're at the MCG for Richmond and Carlton. Tigers laying a bit over 3 goals, total points line mid-170s.
The Blues have been vastly improved under Johnny Barker, haven't they? They've been more than competitive, getting a couple of wins, and at the end of the day, probably almost a little bit stiff not to do the Dogs last week in a low-scoring affair. Fuck you, Lockie Henderson, kicking a goal in the last minute to cover. That's one for you, mate. Anyway, Richmond only just got the Chockies last week on the strength of a strong fourth quarter that came on the back of a very savage Damien Hardwick-Bake at three-quarter time. Looked like
entirely deserved, too.
Yeah, well, it looked like they probably they just expected to get the points on the weekend. They weren't there in the first three quarters. Do not expect that to happen again this week. I think line for line, Richmond are a far superior team to Carlton. And I'm absolutely sure the message at training all week has been cannot afford to do that sort of shit. And I expect Richmond to put Carlton to the sword this week. So I'm going to lay the points.
I've got the plus here. Richmond, really poor record as home favourites and as favourites of anything more than a couple of goals the last couple of years. Carlton, terrific record as underdogs in Victoria and also as underdogs of more than 15 points, covering 11 of their last 15. The head-to-head history over the last couple of years, they've tended to split. Carlton have certainly caused Richmond more headaches than their ladder positions in the last couple of years would suggest. And 3 goals is a bit. I think on the form Carlton showed, getting a form line through Port and the Dogs, they're probably on current form just outside the best eight, and Richmond are in it.
Yeah, I still worry about Carlton's capacity to kick a score against any sort of organised defence.
Yeah.
And one thing Richmond do have is strong key post back. And then, obviously Gibbs will be back this week, but I just think that the way Cochin's played the last couple of weeks, I think they've got that edge in the midfield, and Jack Brewalt's form's been outstanding. If they can get a couple of goals from the second tier forwards, I think this could be a monster score.
Anyway, we're getting at least one.
Crashing back to earth.
We're getting at least one winner on Friday night. There's a start.
Yeah.
We move to Saturday afternoon and we're back at the MCG for Essendon and Melbourne. Bombers getting about a goal and a half. Total points line started high 160s, has worked its way down now to about mid to high 150s.
Yeah, look, Bombers last week, that's as poor a performance as I've seen for a long time.
Mm.
I mean, there was chat pre-season about Bendigo having to compete in the AFL with all those blokes getting suspended. Well, I tell you what, they wouldn't have done any worse. And that was absolute dog shit. Now, I'd expect them to come out and try and right that chip a little bit, but I just don't know where they're going to be able to make any changes. Like, they were flat. Watson gave them nothing. Stanton gave them nothing. Like, their experienced players are just not in it at the moment. Melbourne, on the other hand, have been very exciting. Deserve to be favourites here, but this is Spud v Spud. I'm not getting involved.
Couldn't agree more. Let's move on quickly.
Yeah.
Saturday
twilight. How about those Bombers, mate? How are they going?
Jesus. Moving on. We got the Saturday twilight game, and we're up at Kazali Stadium in Cairns. I'm trying to remember. Cairns, Mackay, somewhere up north.
Cairns, yeah.
Western Bulldogs and Gold Coast. The Dogs laying about a goal. Total points line, high 160s.
Oh, look, Gold Coast looked a 15-goal better side when they're skipping back in. It's unbelievable what difference that can make, but certainly gives the boys around him a bit of a lift. This is going to be a really good watching game. Two young sides going head-to-head. Dogs have been really good. They've actually, their scoring has been pretty flat the last few weeks. Now,
I kept betting the over and they keep really letting me down.
It's killing me. It must be one of the lowest scoring years of all time that's promised so much. Everyone, you see, one team kicks 15 goals, the other team kicks 20 in one game. You think, this is going to be awesome. We're going to actually see some football now. And then everyone else plays ruse football. It's bullshit. I couldn't find anything here. No point wasting any more time for mine.
Yeah, another easy lay down for me. Just so rare that they go up there. It was a bit of a bogey around for Richmond for a couple of years. Not too sure yet what it'll do to the Dogs. Pretty easy lay down from my perspective. We moved to Saturday night and we're at the Docklands for North Melbourne and Geelong. This is another game that's near enough a pick'em. Total points line around the 180 mark.
Well, probably deserves to be a pick'em, to be honest. I mean, North Melbourne, if you had any sort of sense of pre-season expectations, they should probably be starting six-goal favourites here. But they were absolutely horrible last week against the Gold Coast. And as I said last week, this is the kind of games that North Melbourne lose. I wish I had bet it, because they were never a chance to win that game. As soon as they're on the road up there, I'm not sure that they've ever actually won at Metricon, North Melbourne. I'll have to go back and have a look at that. But, too many variables. Both sides run hot and cold. I have no interest.
I couldn't get near the line at all. As you said, these sides do have a habit of splitting them. Pretty keen here on the over, though. Both sides trend to the over at the Docklands. Neither side follows the traditional trend of under in twilight night games terribly much. And the recent head-to-head history, particularly at the Docklands, has been high-scoring games. Not that often when you've got sides that can actually kick a score that you get 180 flat at Etihad, and I'm happy to take that.
Good call.
Second of the Saturday night games, and we're at Subiaco for West Coast and Adelaide. The Eagles laying about 4.5 goals, total points line low 180s.
The Phil Walsh factor for mine is just too much of a variable in this. There's absolutely anything could happen in this game. Adelaide could be completely out of it and lose by 100. They could be all over it and win by 10 goals. Like, it's just, there's just so much going on there, and you can't quantify what the players are going through at the moment. The fact that they're even, you know, some of the, you know, there'd be a lot of them that probably just don't want to be there. A lot of them that would be killing, you know, want to kill themselves to be out there. So, I can't get involved in that.
Yeah, very easy lay down for me as well. I mean, the traditional trend here is it's a night game, so the Eagles under is generally the play. But as you say, who knows what type of football Adelaide are going to play? Who knows how enthusiastic about playing football they'll be? Far too many variables to be getting involved here.
Would there be a few blokes at the Eagles that would have had a relationship absolutely with them as well? So
yeah,
Worsfold involved now as well. So it's just a bit of a nightmare for everyone involved. So
absolutely.
Mm.
We move to Sunday afternoon, and we're out at Greater Western Sydney for the Giants and St Kilda. The Giants laying a bit over a goal, total points line high 170s.
Well, I'm gonna stick with my Spud v Spud no bet thing here. But again, very intriguing game of football. The way St Kilda played last week, if they bring that sort of intensity around the ball, this could be a cracking game. And I think both sides have the capacity to to play that really intense sort of football, which probably, if anything, leads you towards a lower scoring game with a lot of stoppages and a lot of kick to kick sort of setup. But again, both sides are young and fit, and they run hard and they create space, so it could get a little bit on the outsides. And enough doubt there for me to leave it alone, but it's certainly a game I'll watch with interest. Mm.
Yeah, no bet here for me either. I think the way St Kilda are playing, they'll fancy themselves here, and I think
absolutely, and they should do.
Yeah. There would have been a few games early in the year that they might have marked on the calendar as possibles, and I don't think early in the season anyone predicted GWS would start as fast as they did, but it would have been one, I suspect. They said, we're a chance here if we play well.
Absolutely.
We move to the second of the Sunday afternoon games, and we're down at Launceston at Aurora Stadium for Hawthorn and Fremantle. The Hawks laying about 2.5 goals. Total points line, high 160s to low 170s, depending on where you're betting.
Yeah, look, we did discuss this one briefly earlier, and Hawthorn in Tassie, always a really tough proposition. They know the ground. They play the conditions pretty well. It's a ground where accuracy is absolutely paramount, and knowing the conditions certainly helps with that. But neither side has been brilliantly accurate over the course of the season. So maybe the under is possibly in play, but I would probably want to have a look at the teams first. There's whispers that Lions are going to bring over a second string side. I can't see that probably happening after their performance last week against Brisbane. You'd think that they'd probably want to get out there and actually try and get some continuity back in their footy, because they have been a little bit fits and spurts the last few weeks, let's be honest. So look, cracking game of footy, albeit a top of the table clash, and a lot of interest surrounded the winner, I suppose, with it being almost a rouse. If Hawthorn beat Fremantle here,
if you win well, you're the premiership favourite.
Yeah, I think so. And I think if Hawthorn beat Fremantle here, then they've probably got a rails run to top two, which is what you really need. I think Fremantle are probably locked for top two already, but I think Hawthorn have got more capacity to, if they can win this game, get ahead of West Coast and stay there.
Yep. I'm pretty warm on the over here. Hawthorn, really good trend. Well, they're really good to the over, irrespective. But particularly in day games, particularly off a long break, they get both of those here. Frio, overall trend to the under, but actually go 11-7 to the over in day games over the last two seasons. And 4 blot to the over as underdogs in that period of time. They played once at Launceston a couple of years back, and it racked up 190-odd. 168.5 is the best number on the board for a Hawks game. If it's not sleeting, I'm inclined to take that.
Yeah, that's fair.
So that'll do me. The over's there. And we conclude the round with the Sunday twilight game. We're up at the Gabba for Brisbane and Sydney. Lions getting about 6.5 goals. Total points line, low 170s.
You sort of got to wonder whether or not they actually saw the Brisbane game last week. I mean, yes, in the wet, would have taken a fair bit out of the legs. And Sydney are a quality side. Franklin and Tippett will come back in probably 2 weeks too early, but let's not get involved in that too much. I think 37.5 is a lot. Sydney should beat Brisbane by 8 to 10 goals anytime they play anywhere. But Brisbane have just showed some signs the last few weeks that they've got their mindset right. They're not focusing on playing expansive football. They're just focusing on doing the pressure acts. Working really hard without the footy, which is what St Kilda's doing at the moment and what the bottom sides just have to do. They have to work on playing well without the football, because the bottom line is they're not going to have it as much as the opposition because they don't have the capacity to do it. So look, I was sneaky edge towards taking the points here, but Sydney are a powerful side, and you know, if they're 3 goals up at 3-quarter time, it could end in a 10 or a 12 goal pumping and Brisbane just throw the towel in. So enough for me to stay away, but probably have a lean towards taking the points.
Yeah, I landed in a pretty similar spot. That's a big line for a game up in Brisbane, but the head-to-head history says Sydney have owned Brisbane in recent times. A lot of 10-goal-plus wins in there.
Yeah.
And a fair bit of junk time, fourth-quarter action, I suspect, which really I don't want to be wagering on anytime soon. So that gives me a total of 4 bets for the weekend. So I've got the under in the Port Adelaide Collingwood game, Carlton at the plus, overs in the North Melbourne Geelong game, over in the Hawthorn Fremantle game.
Well, I've just got the 2 and none on the weekend, on Thursday, Friday night, and then I'm cooked. So I might have to actually probably have another look at this stuff on Saturday morning and just see where we're up to. It's going to be a bloody boring old weekend, but a couple of good games of footy anyway. I've got the Pies at the plus and Richmond at the minus to round it out.
There we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.